off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. It's loud.
$100 smoking my beautiful. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's Friday, Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's Friday, Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
All we want to do is pop you off.
We lead local talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
Yes, indeed. It's the Monica J. Show, and it is Friday. We need happy songs. We need to have a little bit of fun because too many droopy faces out there. And I so apologize for that last part of Armstrong and Getty. Oh, good Lord. I was about ready to turn it off. I'm like, what are you guys doing? I don't care about your children at home. Ugh, I'm at home. I am in my home studio. And, well, I don't have kids, but hopefully I'm doing a better job for you than that. My gosh. All right. And I love kids. But that was just excruciating. It's Friday. Yeah, you wish. You wish. I have my door closed. My husband is quarantined with, well, not quarantined, is in isolation with me now as well. When he's traveling, I have to leave my studio door open for the dogs, but they wonder, it's like, are we alone? Let's trash the house. All right, no more personal stuff. Let's get on with this. On your live and local FM talk stations, it's 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. And I do mean live and local because, well, it's about you. And some of the interesting emails that I've been getting, some very interesting texts, questions, and some absolutely awesome news. I think it was Monday or Tuesday, we had Rosa Mendez from the Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation on, and she was telling people about YouTube. If you go to their site on YouTube, just search in Nevada DETR when you're looking at YouTube, and they have got training videos for just about every form of issue or application there is for the unemployment applications. Now, I have been working with, kind of behind the scenes, with a listener and his wife, and I am so, so happy for them. Because Ryan and Crystal were finally able to get everything taken care of. Now, Ryan's wife, Crystal, has been dealing with this for weeks and weeks and never getting callbacks. And she had a special circumstance. Okay, she was some California, some Nevada, which I actually, you know, kind of fell into back when I think it was about, 30 years ago when I applied for unemployment. I had Virginia and California. So it's a little bit different scenario than just, you know, having to reset your password or just the whole application in general. So she really needed a phone call. And I sent some information to somebody higher up for them. But finally, finally, Crystal got through. And she was able to get everything taken care of over the phone. But it's been excruciating. And since she had somebody on the phone, she asked some other questions. Ryan sent me an email, so I'm going to read it to you here real quick. My wife finally got her call back at 5:45 this evening. He sent me this last night. That is 9.5 hours she had to wait by the phone to make sure she didn't miss the call. It took over an hour for the lady to process the application. By my calculations, she got a little less than 60% or 66% of her normal wages, minus federal taxes, whatever those will be. The next person we should hold accountable is the governor. We asked about the bill where it stipulates that there is an additional $600 per week for enhanced unemployment. She said she has no idea about it because the governor hasn't issued guidance. We also asked about 1099 individuals, and she said that they do not offer any assistance for those people who are working less or not at all. She said to file anyways, just in case the government passes legislation to help people like me who are 1099 so that it would be on file from a certain date for proof. Well, I have to thank Ryan and Crystal for, first off, for sharing their entire journey with me so I can share it with you. Here's the deal. Yes, Governor Sisolak needs to be held accountable. Things like this need to be put into place. Scenarios have to be put into place. Does the scenario of 20 million people, 10 so far, but they're estimating 20 million people losing their jobs and immediately applying for unemployment? Well, yeah. You never know what could happen. So you build on these worst-case scenarios. Remember the old saying? Prepare for the worst, hope and pray for the best. I threw the pray thing in there in today's times. But here's the deal. Nobody has done that. And they have had opportunities. Take, for example, in 2015, New York had the opportunity to purchase an amazing amount of ventilators at an incredible price. They opted not to do that. Instead, they spent the money on something else, somewhere else. That's just poor management. Yes, I know you need to fix the now and keep people happy so you can get reelected. But you have to combine that with preparing for the future, for worst case scenarios. This could have hit New York for anything, not CVD-19. Cuomo, De Blasio, just like all the other states in elected representatives, they do not plan for your future. Because we have become a society that we don't plan, we don't prepare. And then we expect and blame everything on the president. Remember when Bush, Republican, was blamed for everything for Katrina? Well, who should have had those protocols and everything in place? Clinton. Obama went through H1N1. Yet supplies were never replenished. Protocols were never put into place. And who gets blamed for that? Trump. Do we see a pattern here? So, what Sisolak is doing right now, which, by the way, oh gosh, the language that I would like to use right now, if I get in trouble, I get in trouble. Piss poor management from the highest level. And I would like to share something with you that I received yesterday that has me extremely upset because, well, I believe it's just one of their games. And I do not believe that this is for the betterment, for the safety of Nevada. I received this last night from Barney and Angela, who are Angela's the founder and Barney is the secretary. So he is the one that has been dealing with the Secretary of State's office. In the recall process, where you can find more information at fightfornevada.com. That's fight, FORNevada.com. After consulting with the Attorney General's office, what a waste of space that is, the Secretary of State will not be extending any deadlines for submitting petition signatures for verification. The Nevada legislature has not confirmed emergency powers upon the Secretary of State, such that the Secretary of State would be authorized to extend statutory deadlines. Petition deadlines are firmly established in statute, and with respect to certain deadlines, there are also established or they are also established by the Nevada Constitution. There is nothing expressed or implied in the statutes of Nevada that would authorize the Secretary of State to modify firm statutory and constitutional deadlines related to elections. Didn't they just change our election? Didn't they just take it upon themselves to say, we're going to do a mail-in ballot? So there you have it. Because you know what? We're not stopping. I'm not stopping. We will continue to collect signatures to recall this you-know-what of a governor. Who should not be in place. That's my opinion. You don't want to sign the petition to recall him? Don't sign it. You're afraid to leave your house because of the fear-mongering that they've done? Then so be it. I have friends with essential businesses, though, and I plan on going to those essential businesses, and I will be collecting signatures. If you have the guts to physical distance from others, I will be there with hand sanitizer and Lysol, and I'll just spray you down. Because this has to be done. The website is updated continually. So whether it be Washoe, Douglas, Churchill, Lion Story, on and on and on, log on to fightfornevada.com. If this is the way they want to play it, we will get our signatures that are needed to recall Governor Sisolak. I'll be back after this, hopefully after taking a breath. On the Monica Jay Show at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone. 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910. KKFT.
Ah, we need a little of that. Do, 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 do. Do, do. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It is going to be a beautiful weekend. Get outside. You've got to get that sunshine on your face. You need to stretch those legs. Physical distance. Hillary Sheevy wants you to start wearing a mask. Speaking of masks, actually, no, I'll get to that in just a second. 991fmtalk.com, that is our webpage. Right there on the front page, you can answer today's poll question, because there are other things going on besides CVD-19. Looks as though former governor Brian Sandoval is up for the presidency of the University of Nevada, Reno. What do you think about that? Would you be happy with him being appointed or elected or whatever the hell they do there at UNR for the president? I mean, he's a smart man. He left a lifelong federal judgeship to be governor of Nevada and sink us into a nice hole. Do you think he's good for UNR? Yesterday's poll question, what do you think about Governor Sisolak's handling of CVD-19, of the crisis? 11% said good. Of those polling, 72% said bad. Well, that's not good for him. And 17% said okay. So there you have it. Log on for today's poll question. Also, while you're there, check out my page. Just click on schedule and then click on my little picture there. And there are some websites, or there's links, actually, to some sites that will help you with the CARES, Act. So for the business unemployment, for the regular unemployment, there's some other links there. And hopefully they help you out, because that's what we are all about. David, seriously. Monica, refrain from criticizing Armstrong and Getty for allowing an on-air conversation with their children. It was far more interesting than the on-air interview with your own mother you allowed on the air the other day. Zzz. Yeah, because, you know, goodness knows, David, people don't want to know that banks are helping with people's mortgages. So glad you're independently wealthy and you don't need to know stuff like that. What an asshat. Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to say that. Where is my bleep button? My producer has to get on the ball on that. No, you're on the delay. My producer needs to take care of that. So we've got more things to talk about. Not only just the information from the poll question about Sandoval, a lot of other things going on around town that don't have anything to do with CVD-19. I'm shortening it down because just that I hate the word virus because that just panics people. And I don't want you to be panicked. For goodness sake, look at the numbers. Do not listen to WHO, World Health Organization, because you should be listening to the WHO. The WHO. Great artists. The World Health Organization? No. They're still pandering to China. China lied. They destroyed evidence. They knew this was going out. Did they do things on purpose? In my mind, I believe yes. Especially now, since we have such great news that Ford has converted over and they're building ventilators now. Well, guess what? China is holding on to supplies that are needed. So it's plaguing all the different production programs. Imagine that. Supply shortage sourced from China plagues Ford's ventilator production. And it's going to be a big problem for GE as well. Right back to China. Here's a Fox News update on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. This CVD-19 update brought to you by Real Construction. Well, tests have been performed here in Nevada so far, over 17,000. And, well, 14,532 have tested positive. Oh, negative. Sorry about that. Total people tested is 17,441. 13,018 are negative. A little over 1,500 are positive. So far, the number of deaths from the virus, 43 here in the state of Nevada. Let Real Pros handle your insurance-related reconstruction. Go to realconstructioncompany.com or call 359-0700. Kelly's on the line at 884-9910. Let's check in with her this morning. Hello, Kelly.
Hey, Monica. Wanted to thank you a lot. Almost got knocked out by the scent of chlorine bleach when I went to the post office the other day, and I wanted to direct you and your listeners to OSHA.gov about the limits on exposure to chlorine bleach, and then the material safety data sheet, MSDS, available at sciencelab.I don't know. And I'd like to make a quick quote from Anthony Fauci that I discovered here. By 1996, 3 to 5 million Americans will be HIV positive, and 1 million will be dead from AIDS. I don't mean to cook your goose, Dr. Fauci, but you're cooked. New York Times, January 14th, 1986, in the quoting him in the paper here. And so my question is it an antibody test or an antigen test, and how specific is it? Because Abbott Labs can't even define what type of virus they have located, just that they have found bits or fragments of DNA. And so it's really heartbreaking to see people out of business, but now you can catch up on your Bible reading and your prayer and your service to your neighbors. And thank you again.
Thanks, Kelly. Service to your neighbors has been overwhelming. Whenever we are in the face of disaster, those who have the hearts of gold, they come out. And we appreciate that. I'm still getting emails and phone calls and texts about people not having access to toilet paper. It may be the big stores, but if you are in need of toilet paper and you are in need, please fish in Carson City. Friends in Service helping. They have toilet paper for a buck a roll. When other people are scamming others and taking advantage that we have seen so many people doing, selling toilet paper for $3 a roll, Friends in Service helping in Carson City. I'm getting some odd emails. I had a gentleman email me that he was in line at Costco in Carson City and that he heard people talking, heard the conversation of some people around him, next to him. They were from California. And when this was all getting started, because it was worse in California before people started preparing here, that Californians were coming over and wiping out Nevada stores. They even part of that conversation was that they were going to be heading to places like Fallon and Fernley, and the term used was wiping them out. It just goes to show you the character of some people when something like this happens. Desiree, here's an email from Desiree. Just wondering why we are getting Californians coming to Carson and Reno buying up our products. Maybe for hoarding? And with the social distancing supposed to be going on and non-essential people supposedly staying home, there sure are a lot of California cars on the highways and local streets. Well, Desiree, I've been saying that forever. Because of the fact the homes I see that have California license plates in their driveways. And it's like, you know, there is a limit to how long you can be here without changing your registration. And the places that I've been going, I know these people who live there and they haven't changed their registration. I hate when people do that. It's those little laws. But I'm not going to criticize people because we live right on the California line. So people who live over in Susanville, people who live in Doyle, people who live, you know, on the eastern shore of Tahoe, they have to come into Nevada to get these resources. I'm sorry that people can't find everything that they need. But you have to understand there will always be scams. There will always be people who take advantage. And there will always be people who want to exacerbate a problem. I received this from my buddy Vance. Is Vance on the line? All right, let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Vance this morning. Hi, Vance.
Hello. I'm away from my computer. So what was that you were saying about something I sent you?
The people who are pulling truck drivers over and trying to sabotage our supply chain.
That's my opinion, yes, from reading that article. So
this is very interesting that you so to let people know about this. It's not happening here. Okay.
Not yet.
But exactly, not yet. But there are people posing as deputies making coronavirus traffic stops, and you have to protect yourself. If you question somebody who is pulling you over, pull to a safe place, even if that means driving to the NHP office, a substation, or the police departments, or the police department substations, or even a fire department parking lot. It's very important that you protect yourself from criminals who do come out. Okay, Vance, what do you want to talk about?
Okay, two things. And again, it has to do with human behavior, and I'll set you up for one of the quips. You know how much I don't care for Democrats, okay?
Right.
Anyways, first one, what I have in the blind spot of the rear window of my truck, I post signs, and here's the latest one. Due to the outbreak of stupidity and panic purchasing by complete idiots, the nation is experiencing a shortage of toilet paper, paper towels, facial tissue, some food staples, and common sense. If you need 144 rolls of toilet paper for a 30-day quarantine, you probably should have been seeing a doctor long before COVID-19. That's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now with regards to the Democrats, many centuries ago, I can't remember where I read it, but anyways, there was a quip, to error is human. To really mess things up, you need a computer. Well, I'm going to go off on a spinoff of that. To error is human. To really screw things up, at least with the government, you need to be a Democrat. And to really screw things up as a Democrat, big time, you need a computer.
Or a phone, an email. Yeah, yeah.
So anyways, yeah. I think I've mentioned this to you. I don't know, but I'm running into people, and I'm getting a general consensus of how stupid all this behavior is. Mm-hmm. And I'll be quite honest. I've been out here in the civilian world, working in the civilian world after 20 years in the Navy since 1993, September 93. And I, sad to say, I'm not impressed. Not one bit.
Yeah.
So, anyways, so sorry to throw some water on your parade, but that's my
here
opinion.
I am trying to uplift people and hang in there, and you just throw water on me. Vance,
okay,
you
let's
take
play good cop, bad cop.
No, I got another phone call I got to take, Vance, but you take care of yourself and that beautiful wife of yours, and we're just going to keep riding this out. One quick announcement. Thank you, Carson City, after careful consideration. Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. Keith, I got Keith on the line. Hi, Keith. Thanks for calling the show. What's up?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm calling from Lake Tahoe. What we're doing up here in Lake Tahoe, our hospital has a severe shortage of face shields, and we have discovered that we can print on a 3D printer the frames for the face shields, and I'm trying to get other people with 3D printers online. It takes a long time. It takes about 6 hours to print a frame on my printer anyways. And Barton has called us, our local hospital up here, and they heard what we were doing, and they reached out and said, we need 1,000 of these because they cannot source them. And I'm trying to get it out there. If anybody's got a 3D printer and wants to join in, I will send them the file, and they can start printing, and we can pick up the frames they make. They can bring them up to Lake Tahoe. If you're here in Lake Tahoe, we want to get this going.
Keith, that is absolutely awesome, because if Barton is needing them, you know Carson Tahoe is probably going to need them, all of our other hospitals. What is the name of your business?
Well, we're in Lake Tahoe. We're an advertiser on your station. We love you guys. We're Rudy's Plumbing and Heating, and we're just doing this as a volunteer effort. It started through a community effort through a Burning Man group that I'm on, a lot of artists and makers out there. And hundreds of thousands of these have been made already. I mean, there's hospitals putting in orders for 10,000 shields on the East Coast. And
yeah,
we can't produce them all, but one at a time, this is happening, and it's great. So many people have stepped up to the plate. There's a place, a maker space, an art space in Sunnyvale that is cutting the plastic face shields and shipping them out to those in need. We're waiting for our order to show up, hopefully Monday or Tuesday. And that's what we're doing up here.
Well, and that's how community comes together. That's how we protect each other. Keith, how do you want to do this? Do you want to give my producer your email address and your phone number to have people contact you, or do you want to just put it out on the air?
Yeah, we'll give your producer our email and contact number. They can call Rudy's Plumbing and Heating. Just listen for our commercial. You guys play us a lot. That number is 530-541-3765. Leave a message. My wife is answering the phones remotely from home right now, but if you've got a 3D printer and you're willing to help, we would love your help. If we could double, triple, or quadruple our output, hopefully we can make excess and give them to other hospitals. But I know up here the need is real.
So besides the 3D printers and actually getting it done, do you need any product that people may have sitting around?
There is the Lexan face shield. I know there's a makerspace in Reno that it also has. What we need is people with 3D printers and laser cutters, and then the Lexan, it's actually PETG plastic. It's the clear face shield that goes on mm-hmm. them. So we're printing the headbands and the supports for those face shields, and then other people are laser cutting this clear plastic and shipping it out. And so if anybody's got that PETG Lexan, I think it's like 2 millimeters, maybe 3 millimeter thick. If anybody has any questions, they can call, and we will send them to the website. There's a company, Prusa, that makes 3D printers that started it. There's one design that everybody's sticking with that's been hospital approved. They're reusable. They're sanitizable. It's a really great effort that's happening.
All right. That is perfect. Keith, stay on the line. Give Craig your information, and I will put it on the website as well on my webpage so people will have easy access to it. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We're all pulling together, doing our thing, and the shortages, the closings, people losing their jobs, people shuttering their businesses. But we as a community stick together. Joining us on the line right now is JP from Pinocchio's. Hi, JP.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. JP, what are you doing as a business person to stay open and help the community?
Well, here's what we're going to do. Is we're staying open from Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily. We're doing curbside pickup. It's Pinocchio's Curbside Cafe. You call your orders in. You come pick it up. We'll run it out to you. We'll run your cards back and forth, and we're doing all that stuff. We are feeding some first responders out there. We've got some customers that are coming by and picking up food and taking it over there. So, hey, just like you said, we're all sticking together, right?
Exactly. And that's how businesses, you know, they stay in business because of those who support them. And JP, you've got a beautiful location there. Where can people give me the physical location, and how can people order online?
Well, if you can Facebook us and we'll take your order there. You can call 775-826-5151. If the line is busy, just leave your message, and we will call you back and get your order. Try to think a little bit ahead, because we do get logged up about that 5 to 7 times, because everybody's trying to get in the last minute, and we get logged up about 11:30 to 1. But if you call in a little bit earlier, we'll get it all ready, and we'll run it out to your curb. So it's 775-826-5151.
Anything special on tap today?
Well, we have some great drunken steak tacos today, and tonight we have our smoked prime rib.
Love
now, we
it.
Have a little special that we're going to run tonight. If you order the prime rib, your choices are a free roll of toilet paper or a brownie.
You know, you're going to have a lot of brownies left over because people are going to come for that toilet paper.
We're going to have your choice tonight. You order the prime rib, you can get a roll of toilet paper, or you can get a brownie. Just mention this ad, and we'll make sure we get it to you.
JP, you're absolutely fantastic, and thank you for doing this and staying, keeping those doors open for the community with your curbside service. We will be back in just a moment after this Fox News update. We'll see how the business world is going because everybody is being affected. There is not one single person that CV-19 has not touched in one way or another, whether it be in health or business. So we'll be back after this and your questions, concerns, 884-9910. And of course, always Monica at 991fmtalk.com. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.